We are back in the booth. I'm Sean Booth, and on my lap right here, we got my blonde hair, blue-eyed boy, Locks in the building. Hopefully you guys are off to a good week, wherever you're listening from. We appreciate your support. Maybe you are in Storrs, Connecticut, the home of the national champions, back-to-back, the basketball college capital of the world. Go Huskies. Maybe you are in Augusta, Georgia, where I just got back from. Samcast going there this weekend. It is a tradition like no other. And maybe you are from San Antonio, Texas. Just throwing that one out there. Not sure why, but thank you guys for tuning in. And we've got Alex in the building who just had a baby girl.
Woo-hoo! What's up? Thank you.
And to my left, she is wearing a Central Michigan sweatshirt. Go Chippewas.
Fire up chips.
And she is drunk as a skunk from last night. All right, we got Drunk Cat in the building.
I'll clap to that.
Yeah, I got a text message last night. It was at midnight, and Sam Cat said, "Are you home?" And I was like, okay, I know where this is going. She's out right now, and she's hoping that I say, "I'm not home. Don't worry about coming to the podcast tomorrow."
That is 100% correct.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And so I was right, and then I got a FaceTime from her, and she was laying in bed. looking
20
rough.
Minutes ago.
Yeah, this is about, almost 20 minutes ago.
I just said, "Booth, are we really doing this?"
And I said, yeah, Sam.
You were driving. You're like, yeah, I got Locks with me. And I'm like, oh God, it's real.
I said, it's a Tuesday, okay, Wednesday
okay,
morning.
Okay,
at
easy there,
10 a.m.
Okay.
We thought that Sam Cat would be able to make it.
Easy there. Mondays and Tuesdays. See, Locks, you're on my team, aren't you? Oh, he's so cute. Mondays and Tuesdays are my Saturday and Sunday. I work weekends.
That's right.
So last night was a Sunday fun day for me, basically. It just doesn't align with the rest of the world. And I understand that. It actually works out well for me because the lines at the bars are non-existent on a Tuesday night. I can confirm.
And you don't align with the rest of the world. So it fits well. And she came in the elevator on the way up here. I go, Jesus Christ. She said one word and I was like, I'm drunk, Sam Cat.
No. Okay. Also can confirm.
It was like a dragon, just this air of... Mm-mm. Just alcohol came rushing into my face.
I brushed my teeth twice, and I'm drinking an Alani Nu, and I feel like that kind of smells like a vodka Red Bull.
Yeah, I didn't smell cosmic stardust.
Alex said that I didn't smell, so I think
he's being very nice.
He's sleep deprived because he had a baby 6 days ago.
Yeah,
he's delusional. Okay. Listen, I'm here, Booth. I don't know what else you want from me.
So what'd you do?
Okay, well, started at the classic. Rose Pepper. You've been there?
Yes. Nashville?
East Nashville. Delicious, slutty Mexican food. The best. Like, just, it's good. But they're margaritas. They'll get you.
Yeah.
We had two pitchers.
Why are you holding your drink like that? We're not sponsored by Alani. We're not getting paid by Alani. So you can put that down.
I'm not holding it.
She's literally holding Alani right by her head. She's a mess. She just spilt all over her Chippewa sweatshirt. I mean... Go home. Go to bed.
You made me be here. Can I hold your baby? That will make me feel better.
No, he is not going anywhere near you right now.
Are you joking? I already held him when you went to the potty or the bathroom. You're a grown man. He goes potty. You go to the bathroom. I have to. Can we talk about my first time alone with Locks?
Let's do it.
I was trusted. I was. What is it called? Yeah, trusted to watch Locks for, I don't know. It was like 3 hours. I think I have Alani still on my face on Monday this week.
Yeah.
Remember when you came to my house? Yeah. He said, yeah. We hung out outside and we watched the eclipse.
Yeah. I think that was the first time that either Dre or myself did not have him.
Yeah. She was freaking out. Well, I mean, warranted. Yeah. I completely understand that. But she was like, I am in such a pickle. Luckily, I have not a normal job. So it was a Monday afternoon and right. She had to go to a shoot, which was on Broadway. And she's like, I cannot take my 4-month-old to Broadway.
Yeah.
I was like, I mean, good for you. I would have probably brought my 4-month-old to Broadway.
No,
but
I was definitely
probably not. No. She's in there. Is there any way you can come pick him up? Is there any way you can watch him? Of course. I have nothing to do. It's my Saturday.
Yeah.
Honestly, it was like the best. My friend from college is in town, hence me drinking margaritas on the porch last night. But, I'd say that we divided and conquered very well. Obviously, Locks is like the chillest baby ever. He cried for 2.5 seconds. And I discovered that he loves Baby Trap music.
That a boy.
Head, shoulders, knees, and toes. But it's like trap remix. The song kind of slaps. Have you ever heard it?
No.
Let me play it for you.
I'm hanging out and I get a picture of him flipping me off. And I'm like, he's been with Sam Cat for an hour and she sends back a photo of Locke just flipping off the camera. Okay, I go, what is going on here?
First of all, are you confused? Are you surprised?
No.
I actually just love that. So I screen, like, that's a whole photo, but like him just with the middle finger up on my hand. I zoomed in and sent that to you.
Yeah.
Hope your trip's going well, Dad. How's the Masters? You left me with a stranger.
And then Sam Cat just sends him home just in his diaper.
Okay. I learned on Monday.
Yeah.
I cannot dress kids.
It's the worst.
I cannot dress children. So obviously everyone I know is procreating. So everybody has little kids. I've hung out with all of them. I love them dearly. I treat them as if they're my own. I feed them. I change their diapers. All of these things. I could not get him back into, he had that Nike onesie.
Yeah.
No.
It's a squiggle monster.
No. I was like, you know what's good? Naked.
Yeah.
And I just left it there. I wrapped him in a blanket in his little like push cart thing and we made it happen. But I was just like, you are way too cute for me to upset. I was like going through my mind of all the children that I've hung out with. I don't know that I've ever dressed them.
Yeah. It's tough. That's why I never put pants on them. Like I told you before. Now yeah. You understand. It's yeah. like a pain in the butt. Dre yeah. loves his outfits and she does such a good job of picking them out, and
sure,
anytime it's like my full day with them, she's like, what do you want them to wear? And I was like, let's make it simple. Yes. Like, and so now he has no pants on today. Or sometimes, like when she was gone out of town, I sent her a photo and it was like 4 p.m. and he was still wearing his pajamas. I'm like, yeah, of course he is. He doesn't need to change out of those. He's comfy.
He doesn't know.
Yeah. So
to his defense, well, it's not to his defense because he's the one who did the pooping. He pooped through his diaper and then it got on the clothes he was wearing. So yeah. I had to change his clothes. So I took them off, but getting a onesie over a baby's head is terrifying.
Right.
And yep. he's looking at me like, what are you doing? And I'm like, bro, I don't know. Yeah. This is our first time together.
It's like the more reps and when they're super fragile right now, like Alex's yes. daughter, it's like you're so nervous and scared. And then once it starts getting bigger, it's 100%. Like you just throw it over his head. And mm-mm. the only thing without having pants, the pants provide an extra layer if there is a blowout. So right now he could potentially just have a blowout, go through the side of his diaper and right into my pants. But that's right. Cause it's my boy and I love him.
You know what? I sense no lies there.
Yeah. So Alex, tell us about your first week as a father. You said you're tired.
Yeah. 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 Tired's an understatement for sure. Definitely tired, but great, man. It's awesome. It's more love than I've ever had before. It's more than I expected and it's a blast.
And you guys had a C-section.
Yes.
And that was smooth and
quick. A little quicker than I was comfortable with. Like I couldn't believe how fast it was.
How much did you watch?
I peeked around the curtain afterwards. So as they were sewing her back up.
Okay.
I took a look and it was, I didn't see like, so I'm not getting like full frontal view. Yeah, I'm off to the side a little bit.
Yeah.
Which was probably for the better.
Right.
But it was a blast. It was so cool to see the surgery from the time it started to the time we were holding the baby was probably like 5 minutes.
That's insane.
So that fast. Is insane. They are so good, man.
So when so you good. Got in the room, what was the amount of time? Like as you're saying it was like a half hour from like putting her in the bed.
Yeah.
To the baby coming.
So they wheel wifey in first. I can't go in when she's doing the spinal tap.
Yeah.
When they do that, after they do that, which was probably like 10 minutes, which to me felt like an hour because I'm just sitting outside the door. Then they bring me in the other side of the OR so I don't see what's on the other side of the curtain.
Right.
Sit me next to wife. She's just, you know, numb from the chest down, hanging out. Whole thing was probably 30 minutes.
And so she's obviously not feeling anything, just sitting there.
She's just feeling pressure and like tugging. That's really it. Yeah.
And your girl's name?
Era.
Era.
Yeah, it means wind in Albanian, and it was not derived from the Taylor Swift tour.
Oh, okay. I didn't even think of that. So, yeah.
Asterisk.
Big Swifties. Yeah.
How do you spell it?
ERA.
All right.
Yeah.
Big Swifties.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Huge Swiftie guys. Yeah.
That's wild. So,
your wife is Albanian, yeah?
She is, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Did you have an image in your head of what Era was going to look like?
We did one of the ultrasounds that shows like the 3D scan.
Yeah.
And so we kind of had an idea, but I was like, you know, Googling things like how exact are these, that type of stuff. Sure. And I saw a lot of mixed reviews. Some people said my baby came out exactly like that. Some people said it came out nothing like that. And so I had no real idea of kind of what she was going to look like, but she looks like my wife's like twin
okay.
as a baby.
Right.
It's wild.
So Era's sleeping in the bedroom with you guys in a bassinet?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and thank God for the snoo. You know about the snoo?
Oh, yeah, I got that.
Dude, that thing is that thing is something else.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we got one of those. We got all the gadgets. The Snuggle Me was what he primarily slept in.
Nice.
It's like the little soft big pillow that's got like a round part and it kind of just tucks him in.
Love it.
So he slept a lot like that. And you're getting some sleep?
Yeah, actually the last two nights she's only like woken up twice.
Okay.
Which has been great. And it's been quick, like quick wake up, change, eat, back to sleep, nice. All in probably like 40 minutes.
All right.
So I kind of feel a little spoiled for sure. I think we're kind of lucked out. We got a little blessing baby and I don't think she's being so difficult. Let's see if that continues. And we'll, you know, fingers crossed. I want to knock on all the wood, but we'll see.
We'll knock on wood. That's what we've been saying. We feel like we're blessed and we're like, all right, the storm's coming, the storm's coming, the storm's coming. But I feel like the storm's going to come when he's like three. He's going to be a maniac because he's so... He's, I don't know. I think he's going to be a maniac.
I think he's absolutely going to be a maniac. You're going to find him on the roof.
Yeah.
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 100%.
Yeah.
100%. I feel like that's how you were.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, I wasn't there, but I've heard stories.
And then we'll get Lox and Era set up on a date maybe one day. Huh, buddy? What do you think?
All right. Let's calm down. Lox is my boyfriend.
There's so many girls being born right now.
I agree. I think everyone I know is having a girl except for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Lox...
You're going to have the pick of the litter, Lox.
I'll keep those comments to myself.
All right. So you're on Broadway last night, Sam Cat, and you didn't get any chairs thrown at you.
Let me hold him. No. Oh, my God. Absolutely nothing is going to change in Morgan Wallen's life.
No.
He gets
besides more downloads.
He gets arrested for throwing a chair off a six-story building. Insane. Six stories, you guys.
Insane.
I don't know. Throwing a chair off a one-story building could kill someone. Six stories. That's a lot of velocity. I'm not a scientist, but I understand how inertia works. And nothing will change. He's on a stadium tour right now, and everybody will still buy his tickets, and he will still get paid millions of dollars.
And his fan base will be stronger.
And all of you leaving nasty comments on the internet doesn't bother him.
But to throw a chair off of six stories onto Broadway, where there are thousands of people.
At all times.
Like
Nashville is not a 9 to 5. Oh, it's calm.
No, at all times.
At all times.
Every
Sunday
day.
Through Sunday, 24/7, there are people drunk on Broadway, walking. Also, Chiefs is right on Broadway. It's not like off at all. It's second in Broadway, a very popular corner, across from the infamous Kid Rocks that he's also gotten arrested at.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just that corner. There's something in the air there that makes him act a fool.
I think he likes it. I think he wants to be like the bad guy in country music, and everybody loves like country needs an outlaw. He's going to get his millions. He's going to get his downloads. He's going to get his crazy fans. They're like,
think that he likes it. I think that's just who he is.
Yeah.
I don't think this is an act. I think that's just like who he is. He's just famous. I think that he's just this big of an idiot. He just has more money than us and sings bangers.
But I would think that he just doesn't care even less than he did before now.
Yeah, because no one's going to tell him no.
Yeah.
He's surrounded by yes men.
Always.
And I feel like, you know, goes to show, don't surround yourself with yes men because.
Yeah.
I do feel like the more, Lox has something to say. Lox, tell us, are you going to throw a chair off Broadway or off Broadway, off a building on Broadway? No, he's not. He's going to be a perfect angel always.
Yeah, always.
Just like his dad. Yeah.
All right, bottle time. Here we go. You hungry, buddy? Yeah, I don't know. That's a wild.
Well, I saw. Wild. Oh, we'll just put that anywhere. Remember when I said I'd hold him for you?
Dad life right here.
I saw that his court date was confirmed for like, let's say May 3rd or something, but it is the day of his Nashville stadium show.
Oh, I'm sure.
So he's got to go to court in the morning and then perform at Nissan at night, which will be fine. Again, nothing's going to change for him. He's not going to change his behavior. This is a slap on the wrist. Him paying whatever, what's it called? Bond? Bail?
Yeah, it's
bail?
Like $15,000.
Yeah, that's a fart in a hurricane for him when it comes to money.
Yeah.
He's probably drunk on Broadway right now.
Probably.
Booth, you're a mess.
I am a mess right now.
Mess. Your phone's ringing. The microphone's falling. You dropped the passy. The kid's kind of eating.
Thank you. Appreciate that. All right. Well, Morgan Wallen, he's an idiot. Moving on.
And you know what? He's still going to be successful. He is an idiot, but I'm sure he'd say the same thing about himself.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm still going to listen to his music and I'd probably still go to his concert and rock out. So unbothered. Speaking of rocking out, his BFF Hardy. So I went to Tortuga this past weekend. I have never been to a Hardy concert.
Yeah.
I take that back. I have been to a Hardy concert in like 2018 when he was opening for Morgan, when they were nobodies and Morgan didn't wear sleeves. Remember when he went through that like plaid cutoff stage?
Right.
So I have not seen people know who Hardy is basically what I'm saying. It was electric. I have never heard a louder crowd. It was insane. I mean, granted, I have never seen a drunker crowd either, but he started singing Wonderwall. You know, like, send maybe. And he said three words. The remainder was the crowd. I was like, okay. I mean, I don't know. I feel like you've dabbled in this because you've been on TV and people have cared that you're alive. But can you imagine that many people showing up for you?
Yeah.
For him.
Yeah.
Only him. Like,
well,
what?
He's been, he's been blowing up. That whole crew.
I was going to say.
Ernest, Morgan, and Hardy.
Laney, Jelly Roll.
Jelly.
That Lane is like doing really well.
Yeah.
Good for them.
Yeah, they're doing good. They got a nice little group there. They continue to kill it. They've all done their own thing. Yeah, Hardy's good. I just laugh because every time I think of Hardy, I think of how I sprained his ankle in the celebrity softball game. And so every time we see each other, he's just like, you motherfucker. So because we played against each other like 3 years in a row now, and I'm always going against him and Ernest, and Ernest is always pitching and Hardy's always catching. So we always just talk shit. And then it was an intense game. They were sliding, we're sliding. And then I was running home, like sprinting around the bases. And all I see is Chuck Wicks behind Hardy yelling, slide, slide, slide. He's jumping up and down. So I slid and tries to get in the way. And then I hit his ankle. And then the next day he was in a walking boot and he messaged me. He's like, I'm getting an MRI right now. I was like, how's your, I was like, send a message. I'm like, is your ankle fine? He's like, I'm at the hospital getting an MRI.
Because you broke his ankle.
He didn't break it, but so he had a walking boot. And then a buddy of mine said, I just saw Hardy at the airport in a walking boot. He's going on his bachelor party. He had a walking boot because I slid into him. So.
And that is just a little slice of Nashville. That's what it's like. That's the most Nashville story I've ever heard.
Yeah. So
and now
stupid.
He's selling out Tortuga.
Yeah. And then I saw him at a gun shop like shortly after.
He's good people.
Yeah. I like Hardy.
Also, why were you hanging out at a gun shop?
I was getting a gun.
And Hardy was there. Also the most natural thing I've ever heard.
Yeah.
He's like, hey, man, just getting another one.
I know. That's why people are probably like, Nashville is kind of crazy. I'm like, yeah, it kind of is. I'm just walking a gun shop and then I'm just like, what's up, Hardy?
I don't think that this town is for germs.
Like what's a germ?
What's a germ? A germ is someone who is like super cringy fan, like way too much.
Yeah,
yeah you
sure.
can't,
no.
like you got to be chill because they're just walking amongst us. They're at gun shops.
Yeah.
They're at the local softball game that you're going to break their ankle at. They're everywhere.
Yeah.
But they also throw chairs off the roof in Broadway. Don't do that.
They are just like us.
I have been very inebriated and I've never even thought about throwing a chair off a roof.
I thought about this
sliding
week.
Into someone's ankle though.
Yeah. I was on Broadway. This was actually after a Justin Bieber concert and I was with my ex Caitlin and we were drinking a lot and her grandfather had just passed away and she was upset and she was crying and then she got like real drunk and was pretty sloppy and we're on the rooftop.
Is this when people took pictures of her in the bathroom?
Yeah. And so she was like crying and people wouldn't stop taking videos and photos of me and her. And we probably should have obviously just left. We did. But she was getting so mad. She went to the bathroom stall. And then a girl was going underneath the bathroom stall with her phone taking videos.
Yeah.
And so she came out all fired up.
Go home.
And so I they wouldn't stop. And I grabbed the girl's phone.
Yeah.
And I...
As you should.
For a second, I thought about throwing it off the roof. Yeah. I swear. It went through my head.
Yeah.
And I was right on the edge and I stopped and I gave it back to her and I was like, oh boy, that wasn't good. And I felt terrible. But in the moment.
It was close. But you know what? You could probably kill someone throwing a cell phone off the roof.
I know.
Well.
I thought that. I woke up and I was like, that would have been so bad. And like they sent in a bunch of like, you know, they were talking to tabloids and all this. And then they called people and someone we came out downstairs. They had all these like kids and coming up. It was a disaster. And I felt really bad the next morning because I was like, man, that was our fault for putting ourselves in that situation, drinking that much while you're emotional. And yeah.
Well, alcohol
just
makes
everything worse. Yeah. Like that girl probably was like, ooh, I probably shouldn't have been doing that.
Of course. Well, I hope. Yeah. I don't know. Some people have no shame.
Yeah.
I do have to say, like, I kind of applaud the delusion that some fans have. Like, I mean, obviously Old Dominion has a different crowd than Hardy or Morgan or anybody who's like young, hip, and hot. Old Dominion is like an established older crowd.
Yeah.
And they're still insane. Yeah, and I love them dearly. Don't get me wrong. But like sometimes when I see people who have no shame in their game, I'm kind of envious of that.
Yeah.
Like just complete delusion, have no idea how uncomfortable the situation is, just like so unaware.
Yeah.
It kind of gets them far though. So maybe we should try
that. You know, a different type of fan group are the fans that go to the Masters and the PGA Tour fans.
What a segue, dude.
And that's where I was yesterday. Went to the Masters. And if you don't know golf or don't follow golf, the Masters is like the Super Bowl. All right, it's the biggest tournament in the world for golf. It is literally, they call it a tradition like no other. There's so much history there. And it's in Augusta, Georgia. And you can, it's like really hard to get tickets. And my good buddy Dusty got us tickets for the practice round. And so it is like you enter a whole new world when you go there. You can't have your phone. You got to leave your phones in the car, which is awesome. Right. So you aren't allowed to take phones on the course. They have the same sandwiches that they've had for like 30, 40, 50 years. And it's all
the
like
same price.
Same price. So I saw $3 for a sandwich, a couple dollars for water. And it's just like homemade, like white bread, throw some cheese on there or meat. It's just the most beautiful course ever.
Are you a good golfer?
Yeah, I can be. I've been golfing since I've been 4 years old.
That doesn't mean you're good.
No.
Okay.
Golf is
asking you actually.
Yeah, golf is a game. It's the hardest sport out there, I believe. And it is the one sport where you can only be good if you're playing all the time. Like you have to play all the time to be good. So hard. Like I could go out there and shoot really, really good. And then the next day I could just suck it up because I have no consistency. The best I was when I was in high school, playing on my high school team, we had to play every single day. So it's an awesome game, and it's something that I want to get him to do.
What was the highlight of the Masters then?
The first person we saw out there. So you just walk out to the course and the pros kind of go off on their own. They practice, they're playing the hole with their buddies. They'll drop multiple shots. So it's not like they're keeping score. Mm-hmm. You know, if they like miss hit it, they'll just drop another one. And we're like, all right, we don't know where any of the guys are. We walk out. And the first person we see, we're like, is that Tiger?
So no way.
Yeah.
So I know that one.
Yeah. We're just following Tiger Woods, like from
coming
me to you.
Coming out swinging like Tiger Woods' wife.
Yeah.
Name
and that's
song.
Like ludicrous.
Wow. Yeah. I'm impressed by you.
Yeah. You're welcome. That's so Tiger Woods is the best golfer of all time. One of the most famous people in the world.
Okay.
And just a legend. And just watching him. He will be the greatest golfer ever to live in our lifetime. And just watching him golf was insane.
I was right now years old when I realized that Tyler, who is Tyler? We don't know him. Tiger is still playing.
Yeah.
I thought he retired.
No.
Okay, so dumb question, and just going to put it out there. How did you go to the Masters on a Monday when I was hanging out with your child and I'm going to the Masters this weekend?
I know. Yeah,
and it still exists? Going. Were your like practice rounds
so
or what's going on? Like
event.
How long is this?
So Monday, was yesterday Monday? No, Tuesday. So Tuesday was a practice round.
Okay.
They get to practice
you
whenever
were,
they want.
You were there on Monday though. That's a practice round as well?
Monday, we drove down to Georgia, like an hour and a half away from Augusta, stayed in a hotel. I watched the UConn Huskies kill Purdue and then woke up 4 hours later and then we drove another hour and a half, 2 hours to
Did
Augusta.
Did you and Dusty snuggle?
We had separate hotel rooms.
Oh, gross.
Yeah.
Was so, it weird like that?
So we drove an extra couple hours in the morning, got up around 4:30, and then We were there all day for their practice round. Like I said, you can go wherever you want on the course. It's kind of almost better than the Masters because there's not as many people. You have more access to the players. You get to see them messing around.
Yeah. Did you get to talk to anybody or is it just
no, viewing? They're all like roped in. Like you sure. still like, have the spectator zones and all that. But they'll also, there's a tradition where they have a little pond right there. Oh, and free. Everybody sits around this pond, this par three. And everybody yells like, skip it, skip it. It's so ridiculous. And then the golfers will walk up after they hit their tee shot. They'll drop a ball. And there's this, the grandstands right there. And they try to skip the golf ball all the way across the pond to get it on the green, like skipping a rock. And the crowd just goes crazy. It's just like a tradition they've been doing for years.
Boys will be boys.
Yeah, it's funny. It's like the things that get guys excited.
Yes.
So today, I believe, is a par three contest. And then tomorrow, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday are the four rounds for the tournament. And another thing with the Masters.
What does a round mean? Like all 18 holes?
Round is 18 holes.
Okay.
Yep. So you got four rounds. Round one and two are Thursday and Friday. If you make the cut, which is like the top, I don't know. I think they split it in half, I believe.
Is it an average of your scores or something?
You add your scores up.
Right.
Yeah.
So an average.
It's not an average. You add.
Oh, add.
So you can have 18 holes plus 18 holes, right?
Top 50.
The top 50 players in ties. If you're
how many people
50.
Are in this thing?
There's a
this
lot.
Thing. Listen to me, like it's not the biggest golf tournament.
I feel like there's 80 this year, maybe 70.
How many players
80?
Are in the Masters? 89.
Yeah.
So 89. You got to so be the top 50 out of
top
90.
50 after the first 2 days, and okay. That's all like the big thing, like making it to the weekend. You want to make it to the weekend of the Masters. And then, so Thursday and Friday, you play with two other people, so it's groups of three.
Do you think you can make top 50?
Absolutely not. Sam Cat, this is the greatest golf tournament in the world.
Listen, you said you were a good golfer.
Yeah, not that good. I was talking to Dusty. I'm like, what would you shoot at this course? And Dusty's better than I am, way better. And he will shoot, you know, he could shoot 70s on a course around here, 80 around here. He's smiling and laughing at me. He said he'd shoot like 100 out there. It's crazy. It's so,
is 100
so
bad?
Hard. Yeah, 100's bad.
Okay. So yeah. I would get 100.
Yeah, these guys will shoot 70. These guys will shoot like even par, under par. Tiger Woods, search Tiger Woods' best round at the Masters.
Why is the Masters such a big deal?
Because it is, it's all about tradition. Like they've kept everything the same. You win a green jacket if you win.
Oh my God, like Shooter McGavin?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And it's like the most prestigious event. Like you want to, you can only, once you win the Masters, you get invited back every year.
Until you don't win.
Yeah. And it's the most watched one.
So, wait. Why 1996?
So Tiger shot a 66, a 65, a 69. Right?
Still the record to this day.
His final 54 holes. Yeah. He was 21 years old.
Jordan Spieth.
Yeah.
I know him. He's from Texas.
Yeah.
He went to high school with my cousin.
So that is like, if you have a good round at the Masters, it will
set you up for life.
Set you up for life. It will change your career. It will change your sponsorships.
The real question is, how much money did he win when he, like, how, do you win money at the Masters or
oh,
no?
Oh, yeah, of course. You win. You probably win a couple million, but it's more than the money.
No, no, I do understand, like, the almost gentleman's agreement. Oh, 3.24 million prize money.
Yeah.
For a round of golf.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Not as much as the LIV tour, but it's wild. It is so cool. And yeah, I think it's just a tradition.
So if you get top three, that's $744,000. Like, yeah, you could just do top three and be set for
Google Zalatoris. This kid was, let's see how
Google
old
Google the hardest name I've ever said out loud.
Yeah. Look at this kid. Do Zalatoris best major finish?
He is 12.
I know.
Years old.
He looks.
Wait. Is he in the Masters?
Yeah, we were following him around a little bit.
He looks like a golfer.
He went viral because they were
his
comparing
dad is
him
a CEO.
To. They're comparing him to Happy Gilmore's caddy, the blonde kid.
Oh my gosh! Maybe that's why he looks familiar. The subway guy.
No. The little like blonde kid. So anyways, Will Zalatoris, he came on the tour a couple years ago. He's 27 now. And Tiger won, what, 3-4 years ago? He came out of nowhere. And he was like 20, young 20s. And Nobody knew him, and he was in like the final pairing on the last day of Sunday, and it's just changed his life. Obviously, he made a ton of money, and now he's playing really well. Everybody knows him, so it's people like that that will break through.
And are you looking for an upset finish here? Like, you want this kid to win this weekend?
It would be awesome, but I'm gonna bet on it.
Oh, so no.
I love betting on the Masters. I'll pick a couple people. The two guys that I want to win it, I'm going to bet on Brooks Koepka.
Okay.
He's got great odds. He is.
You were going to say he's got great eyes.
Great eyes, too.
Yep. I'm like, oh, is he a hottie? What's
going
on?
He's a stud. Okay. He just had a baby. He's kind of, people love him or hate him.
Okay.
He's got that dog in him, Sam Cat.
I do love that.
Brooks Koepka's got the dog in him. He kind of doesn't give a shit. He doesn't like hold back. His interviews are pretty hilarious. People think he's kind of an asshole, but he's just straight up and he's real. He's a strong dude. He's got 5 or 6 majors already and he hasn't won the Masters yet. Okay.
Love
he went
this.
To the LIV Tour. I'm not even going to get into the LIV Tour with you.
What is a LIV Tour?
So
Taylor Swift?
We'll go real quick on this. The LIV Tour, there's only been like professional golf has been the PGA Tour. Since forever.
Got
right?
it.
The best players in the world go there.
PGA, baby.
Yeah. And that's what your goal is. It's very, again, traditional. Golf is like, you know.
A white man's wet dream.
Yeah, there you go. Then the LIV Tour tradition. Came out. The LIV Tour tried to shake things up. And they are backed by a Saudi Arabia company that has billions of dollars. So they came and they started taking. They're like, we're going to create our own league. It's going to be more fun. It's going to be for the younger crowd. It's going to be more electric. You're going to play in teams. And as opposed to this old game that we've been playing for years, we're going to spice it up a little bit. And not only that, we're going to take the best players from the PGA Tour and we're going to pay them 100 times more than any of you guys.
Wow.
So these guys at the LIV Tour,
what a bold move.
They're making millions of dollars per event. They're not even winning. So they're like,
wait, can I be drafted by the LIV Tour?
So then it was a huge, huge fight.
Yeah.
And some players are on the PGA Tour. They're like, F the LIV Tour.
I like that you've censored yourself because your kid's here.
Exactly. And then the guys that went to the LIV Tour, they ended up getting the best golfers in the world for the most part.
Yeah.
They were just like offering like, we're going to give you hundreds of millions of dollars if you come to LIV Tour.
Can LIV Tour participate in the Masters?
Yeah. So this is why Brooks Koepka is going to be competing in the Masters. He's not on he's on the LIV Tour, so he doesn't compete for the rest of the year unless he's in the majors. So there's 4 major events. All right. The LIV Tour offered Tiger Woods $1 billion to come play there.
One with a B?
Yeah, a B. Like it was like 800, 900 million.
Wait, come to play there. But they're still playing at the Masters. So they're playing at the same place.
Yeah,
the
but
PGA
they're not
is
playing
happening.
Every week. The PGA Tour has like a season where it's like they go around the country and they play at different cities. And then you have 4 major events.
Pebble Beach. I've heard of that one.
Yeah.
It also originally looked like they weren't going to be able to do both, right?
When right.
They
first so started, they weren't. Gonna,
it looked like it was going to be exclusive. Like if you go to LIV, you go to LIV and you can't do PGA too. And then PGA had realized they lost everybody. So they were like, you can.
Yeah. So they lost their biggest, youngest, best golfers to the LIV Tour.
I love this like, golfing tee.
Yeah. So you got Brooks Koepka, DJ, Dustin Johnson, who went to LIV Tour. Google how much... Dustin Johnson and Brooks Koepka made for LIV Tour.
I'm all in on Brooks. Number one, that's like my favorite. Wait, remember when we did not discuss this? I feel like this is the first time we've talked about it since, but 25 years ago when Dre was pregnant in here and we talked about what boys' names you liked and you said Brooks.
Yeah.
We had never spoken about that.
I know.
Brooks is like my number
way too
one.
Popular.
Oh, okay. Wow. Hater.
How much did they pay him?
So this is Dustin got 35.
No, they paid him more than that to go. That's how much he's made, right?
What does LIV stand for?
Brooks got 100.
Brooks got 100 million as a signing bonus for joining. Now, you just saw the Masters.
$100 million.
So the Masters,
is
right?
He single?
Their winner.
What's going on?
No, he's got a wife and just had a baby.
Oh, good for him. Good for her. Great job, guys. I'm proud of them.
So you're talking about the Masters, the greatest event in the PGA Tour, and they make $1 million if they win.
So
he
it's
got
like,
$100 million.
Yeah, just to show up.
And so people are trashing him. They hate him because he left. And it's like
follow that
everybody
money,
calls
honey.
Him a sellout. Yeah.
No, you know who calls him a sellout? Dusty old white men that are comfortable in their life. It's like, how dare you push the boundaries? Go for it, Brooks. You got a family to provide for.
So that's showing Dustin Johnson. He's reportedly guaranteed 150 million?
Yeah, the 35 was, you're right. It was just what he's made so far on bonuses.
Yeah.
His guarantee is reportedly upwards of 150 million.
Yeah.
I cannot even fathom that to much money.
Yeah.
So it's raining in my bedroom right now.
Yeah. And these guys are getting lit up. These guys are getting lit up for leaving. And now you got guys on the PGA who are like, I'm never going to go. Like Rory McIlroy, who is like a
traditionalist.
Yeah. Yeah. And he's played the game since a young kid. He was very critical of all these guys that left. Mm-hmm. So there's some beef. There's a lot of beef. And like PGA Tour was basically probably going to start going downhill pretty bad.
Oh, really?
And they
because of this.
Yeah. And a lot of it is also backed by Saudi Arabia money. And that was the main thing. So, and there was like correlation to terrorism from these guys. And so now you got people being like, you're getting paid by the terrorists, by the same people who like.
Wait, has this been confirmed or it's just like speculation? We can't confirm it. It's just, but we kind of can.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Kind of, right? Like.
It's kind of, yeah, it's kind of like a gray area, but it's kind of like, oh, where there's smoke, there's fire.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay, so maybe I don't support it. I spoke too soon.
But it's like, yeah, I mean, money talks, right?
Of course.
And then all this is going on, and the PGA Tour guy, I think the president of the PGA Tour, came out and made a statement like that and literally made a statement about how these families and people who have dead relatives from 9/11, you guys are supporting them from the LIV Tour. They're getting paid by those people, right? So this is what the PGA Tour guy came out and said.
What a bold statement.
And then months later.
Took money from them?
He teamed up with them. Yeah.
Classic.
Yeah. And said, oh, hey, we got a great deal. LIV and PGA are going to team up because
that's because
he had no other choice.
What's your price? What's your price?
Yeah.
Everybody has a price.
I know. At first, I was like, I wouldn't go to LIV Tour. Like, I'm very, you know, tradition. And but then I'm like, these guys are the best in the world. You can only play for so long. You can get an injury. Like, you can get set up generational wealth and you can still compete in the majors.
$150 million, that is generational wealth. That will change his children's life and his children's children.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm going for Brooks Koepka. And number two, Xander Schauffele. Xander Schauffele is a stud. He is never won the major, master, or no.
Are you
never
sure
won
that name is not Xander?
Xander. Xander Schauffele.
You said Xander. Is that right? I don't know. I don't know him. I've never met him. I've never heard of him. But I do have two people to root for. Now I'll be on your team.
Xander Schauffele and Brooks Koepka.
I'm going to be way out of my league this weekend, but I will wear a very cute dress and clap politely. So I think that'll fit in.
Tell Brooks I said what's up.
Oh, I will. I'm just kidding.
It's funny though, because I was talking about with Dusty yesterday, like looking at some of the guys. We have like these big dudes like Brooks and DJ.
What does big dudes mean? Like they're taller, they're
like
big.
Just big dudes. Yeah, like tall,
like
big.
They could be offensive linemen.
Not that, yeah. Just calm down over there, Sam. Yeah, calm down. God. Yeah. And then you got little guys like Xander Schauffele, Jordan Spieth, Rory's kind of, he's a middle range guy who are just out there just like, finesse and just they all drive the ball a ton, but I just like that Brooks like this big strong athletic dude who
is he Happy competes. Gilmore?
No.
Oh, okay.
Pull up a picture of Brooks for Sam.
No. I'm just saying. Like, is his demeanor like Happy Gilmore? Like Happy Gilmore did not fit.
No, not like that. Like he is.
But he's the outlier. He just doesn't give a.
Yeah, I think he fed into like more people hating on him.
Oh, hey Brooks. Ooh.
So one of the funny things is too, like he gets pissed off. And there's this one guy on the tour last year, he came out and he's like, I can't play behind that guy. He takes forever. He's like, and he was making fun of him. He's like, why can't we just go up there and hit the ball?
Yeah.
You know, like the guy stands with the ball and he waggles a bunch and it's incredibly annoying. And you have to sit there and wait and wait and wait and wait. And so Brooks called him out. Made a comment about it. Guess who they paired Brooks with on the
that
first
guy.
Round?
Yep. Yeah.
So he's playing with him tomorrow. So that's also like the Masters doing a complete troll job, being like,
yes,
the PGA Tour, we don't like you. Guess who you're playing with?
You know what? I respect that though. That's a power move.
By the Masters?
Yes. 100%.
Yeah.
You're going to go in public and complain about something? Let me show you what I can do.
Yeah.
I respect it. I mean, I don't say that I support it, but I respect it. I get it.
Yeah. So
if you're making $150 million, you can just like do whatever I say.
Right. And also Brooks last year, he led the Masters for Thursday, Friday, Saturday at a 2-shot lead going into Sunday and he blew it.
So
he's been so upset.
He has the redemption chip on his shoulder.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I can't wait to watch it unfold.
Yeah.
From my tour bus.
That's what we're going to do. We're going to watch it unfold. You guys hopefully watch along with us at home. Sam Cat, you need to get the hell out of here and get some rest.
Guys, I have to say, I think I did pretty good.
Yeah, not
if
bad.
If you guys felt the way I felt right now, I don't know that you would be as good as I am.
I am.
Wait, hold on. I didn't ever play Lox's favorite song. Is he sleeping?
He's like in and out, but he's...
Lox, let's leave this party with our favorite song. Head, shoulders, knees, and toes. I can't find it. This one. Remember the song? We danced to it in my living room. He's smiling.
There we go. That's what we'll leave you with. Thanks for tuning in. Go Brooks. Go Xander. Team on three.